A Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas with special guests, the cast of Nashville, Headquarters Air Force Recruiting Service, runtime 15 minutes. The United States Air Force has brought you some of the best artists in country music.
This is Blake Shelton.
Hey, everybody, this is Vince Gill.
What's up? This is Darius Rucker.
We are Lady Antebellum.
And this year's no different. For the past 3 years, they've set out to turn the entertainment world on its ear. And they've received both critical and commercial success, nominated for numerous awards, and even taking home the Critics' Choice Award for most exciting new TV series. And now, from ABC's hit show Nashville, Chip Esten, Claire Bowen, Jonathan Jackson, and Aubrey Peoples join me, Master Sergeant Harry Kibbe, for A Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas.
Snowflakes on my windowpane.
Christmas coming home from the new album Christmas with Nashville, and I am so happy to say that Charles Esten, Claire Bowen, Jonathan Jackson, and Aubrey Peoples are here in the studio with me. They're going to spend some time sharing that album with us. Guys, thank you so much for being a part of this show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, now I also have to give a disclaimer here, kind of a warning. As you may know, I'm a fan of the show. My wife and I have 4-year-old twins, so when they go to bed, this is one of the few shows that we're actually able to sit down together and watch. And I'm going to promise you that I won't ask for an autograph. If you guys just give me a couple of spoilers, just a couple of things coming up that...
I'll get my pen out right now.
Okay, so you guys know as a fan of the show, I've been pretty excited about meeting you. I go over the interview in my mind and sometimes I slip up and I may accidentally call you by your characters' names. Just want to apologize if a Deacon or an Avery slips out. Is that okay? I mean, can you guys roll
that
it?
That is okay, yeah.
Quite all right.
Do you get that a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, especially walking. If you're down Broadway after a certain hour, you rarely get your own name. You get Deacon!
Like, what?
Yeah, for me, that line's been completely blurred by this show and by this town. A great example of that was in our season premiere, I was in the pretend Bluebird, our version of the Bluebird, which is utterly exact. It's kind of crazy how close it is. And Deacon was singing a song to Raina, but it was a song that I had written with Dina Carter. So, I mean, I don't know who, you know, it's hard to say where the line is there. Everything's wonderfully blurred in a way that I think we all love. That's the great thing about it. And the great thing about the songs on the show is the songs aren't like buttons on a shirt. They're part of the fabric. They're woven right into the very scene itself. It's not like you're doing a scene and now let's sing a song that has nothing to do with it. No, it's part of it, and deeply part of it.
God, that was beautiful. That was beautiful, Chip.
Wow. He's a pro. Hey, you've been doing this for a while too. I mean, you did Buddy Holly, one of your first gigs.
Yeah, I played Buddy Holly live. It was one of the first things I ever did. It was because when I started out, I was in college, I was in a band, and I played guitar and wrote songs and was the lead singer. And so, but when that all came to a close at the end of college, when my buddies went off to be bankers and lawyers and businessmen, I went out to Los Angeles and was trying to become an actor. And one of the first roles I ever did, I got to use what I didn't know, which was acting. I got to use what I knew was the music to help me with what I didn't know, which was the acting. And I got to do that for almost 2 years and be on stage playing live music and learning how to do a scene right out there in front of everybody. And this sort of feels like this unbelievable other bookend to that with this big, long career in between. But these are the two pivotal sort of shows in my singing and acting life.
But you have, like an Elvis connection in there too. Didn't you do something pretty cool during Christmas for Graceland?
Well, yeah, that's the blurred line. That's more Chip than Deacon. But as to the music, that all credit to me goes to T-Bone Burnett and the ideas he had early on, and Callie Curry, our creator and you know, producer, and then later to Buddy Miller. They're tapped deep into that older country, to that roots, to that Americana, to that thread that they wanted to be strong in Deacon's music, and they're the reason it's there. That's not me. I'm not quite as cool or as gifted as he is, but they're able to set that up in a way that it's not just touching in the past, but it's also got some currency to it, too. I love the songs I get to do.
Did you get to pick the song that you did for this one?
Actually, I did get to pick it, but it was offered up, and I've Jada Marcus has produced this album, and of course the unbelievable bass player and singer for Rascal Flatts, and he came to me with the idea. And I had a couple others that thought perhaps maybe, but the more he spoke about it, the more I was fine with it. I just wanted to make sure that you spoke about Elvis. I was beyond lucky. This, I still can't believe this. Last year, I got to go to Graceland at around Christmas time and ceremonially turn on the lights at Graceland.
That must have been just
cool. Oh, it was unbelievable. I got to play some songs there, including an original I wrote called The Lights of Graceland.
Which was incredible, by the way. Chip played it for me before he went to Graceland, and it was incredible.
Thank you very much. It's actually available on iTunes, but all the money goes to the Elvis Presley Foundation for all the many, many charities that they still support. That was very big with him, and they still support them. But when Jada Marcus came and suggested Blue Christmas, it was a little daunting because Elvis does it so, you know, amazingly, and it's the one that everybody knows so well, and others have done it, but I just want to make sure we had our own take. He did two things. First, he played me a couple interesting chord progressions, a slightly different way of playing it, and then the real important thing he did is he said that we were going to get Vince Gill to play on it and to sing on it, and then I said, yeah, let's do Blue Christmas, and so we did.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
You're listening to A Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas. I'm Air Force Master Sergeant Harry Kibbe. Coming up, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, with Connie Britton. Welcome back to A Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas with this year's guest, the cast of Nashville.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch by Connie Britton from the new album Christmas with Nashville. I'm here in the studio with four of her talented cast members, Chip Esten, who plays Deacon, Claire Bowen, Scarlett, and Avery Barkley himself, Mr. Jonathan Jackson, and we cannot forget the oh-so-lovely Miss Aubrey Peebles, otherwise known as Layla. One thing that astounds me about the show is the ridiculous level of talent that you guys show. Is it scary sometimes when you are taking on one of those new challenges, in particular getting up and playing in front of, you know, I don't know how many thousands of people in a packed auditorium?
Actually, playing the piano in front of 200 extras, that was terrifying. Mm-hmm. I don't play the piano. I can, but it was, yeah, that was scary.
What about when you were on stage with Zach Brown? What was Zach Brown Band? What was that like?
That was the biggest crowd I've ever seen. There were like 17,000 people there. And it really, I mean, I came up as an opera singer and did like music theater and classically trained. So this is something totally different. And honestly, I'm having so much more fun. That's part of finding your feet as a person. But I was standing up there next to Zach with all the boys, and it made me realize that there isn't anything that's better than, for me, than standing out there and watching all the smiling faces and people singing along, and you know, you're telling them a story, you're giving them a gift. And I was longing for the day that I could do that with one of my own songs, sing your own words to them. And it's happened now that Chip and I have been touring, and it's so much fun. And just being able to, I don't know, it's a gift that you give people, and there's an energy that comes back to you. That's this beautiful kind of cyclical thing. And it's not scary. It's just wonderful.
I tell you who impresses me. You talk about being scared about it all, is each one of us here had that music and acting thing, but the one who did not was, we just heard her, Connie Britton. She's a flat-out actress who chose to bite off this role of the greatest woman in country music, and she thought about it for a while, I know, about, can I do this? And she just sort of leaned into that fear and went for it, and she blows me away. And on that performance and on every other that she's able to. I saw her in the end of second season. We were in that the stadium, LP Field here, and 1 second before the cameras roll, she's just Connie Britton right there, and then they turn on every light in the place, and the place starts erupting, and they put the camera on her, and she's just walking to the stage, and suddenly she's Raina James, and she embodies all that. So I'm real impressed by how she just put all that fear away and became the musician that some of us already had in us.
One of the things that kind of surprised me, as a fan of Scarlett, the girl next door that everyone wants to marry, and you know, she's just the sweetest thing, Deacon's niece. I'm listening to the song Santa Baby, and this side of you comes out. That is it. What is that?
That's Claire. We're different, Scarlett and I. I mean, we share a body, so we have to be kind of similar. But I don't know. It's the one of the things that being here has given me is my own voice that I wasn't sure was something that I should show to anybody beforehand. But I don't know. It's a little bit of Broadway country, I guess.
Yeah, and she's just, I don't know if that song is going to be safe for the kids to hear.
Okay.
The way that you sing it.
I'm so glad to hear that. Enjoy, children.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me.
Well, don't go away, Santa baby. We're going to be right on back with a red, white, and Air Force Blue.
Welcome back to A Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas. I'm Jonathan Jackson from ABC's Nashville. Here's my song, Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home.
A Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas. I'm Air Force Master Sergeant Harry Kibbe. I'm in the studio with Mr. Jonathan Jackson. You just heard his song, Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. Jonathan, you play Avery on ABC's hit show, Nashville. And I've got a bone to pick with you, sir.
Okay.
When the show first started, right, Avery was, he was kind of a jerk. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was a jerk, but let me just say this.
He was.
He was a jerk.
Not all the time, but yes, he was.
Yes. When he, I guess, sold his soul and ended up leaving everyone behind, including his the love of his life.
Yes. The one that everyone wants to marry.
The one that everyone wants to marry. She was there for, she went to Nashville to be with him, to support him.
Yeah.
I don't think he had heard her sing Santa Baby at that point.
But I got to admit, you really turned it around, sir.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's a credit to the writers, you know. I mean, as an actor, you do your best to execute what you're given for the character. And I was really excited that they, you know, decided to have a real transformation with Avery, you know. And I always kind of had a feeling that that might happen, but I didn't know. So I tried to look for little moments of sort of prophetic redemption for him, you know, that he wasn't all bad. Mm-hmm. And he was making bad decisions because of his insecurities, because of his ambitions. And for myself, as a fan of you know, stories, I love watching characters go through a sort of, you know, repentance, you know, a transformation of saying, this is how I've lived my life. And I think that's a power of storytelling, is that drama of choice, to see people make different choices is incredible. And that's why we watch. We go, well, what choice are they going to make? You know, whether it's who are they going to pick to marry, or, you know, all of those kinds of things. It's the drama of choice, and it's been cool to see Avery kind of overcome some of his demons. But like Chip said, we're all complex people, and we have good and bad in us, and that is also the cool thing about playing these characters that Callie gave us, is there's so much contradiction, and I love all that stuff.
There are a lot of love triangles that you're involved with on the show. Ms. Claire Bowen's character here, Scarlett, is at the heart of two of them. Mm-hmm. First with you, your character, and Sam's character, Gunner. And then also with Hayden's character, Juliet. Obviously, we see Scarlett develop into a much stronger person. But in the beginning of the show, she's really into herself. She doesn't like to share her emotions. She's very supportive. And you have one of those great transformations, too. And you're really coming into your own. How happy are you to be able to see Scarlett develop like that?
It's awesome. It's, yeah, I did mostly film before this, and it ends, you know, and this will end too one day, hopefully, in a long time. But being able to play a character that is able to become something completely different, you just get a lot of you get a lot longer time. And I really wanted everyone to see why she was the way she was. She's a total weirdo and really introverted, severely introverted, and it's because of her past. So when you're able to be given that stuff, it's like running a marathon playing it. But I think that that's part of loving your job. If you don't love being a storyteller, then you can't do it, because it is so exhausting. And there are much more important jobs out there, and all that. People say, "Oh, you must be so tired." It's like, yeah, I'm fine. It's fun, and you know, you you make yourself cry for 8 hours. You scream, you tear yourself apart for the cameras and for the 200 extras playing the piano. But it's so much fun.
I think it's a good time to play one of the songs from Christmas with Nashville. This one's by one of your fellow cast members who's often involved in some of those love triangles, Mr. Sam Palladio, doing a Joni Mitchell cover, River.
It's coming on Christmas.
Up next, we'll hear more from Aubrey Peoples and her...